And Hayagriva Avatara to be added to that. Then it was said that Avatara Asankhya, Asankhya Avatara has happened. All receive Muni, Devata, Manuputra, and powerful Prajapati, they are all Avataras. Janma Guhyam Bhagavato Etat Prayonara Sayan Pratara Vrindana Bhaktya Dukkha Grama Vimuchyate. Dukkha Grama Vimuchyate. All sorrows will end. If somebody listens to it or study this Bhagavat every morning and evening. Sayan Pratara. Sayan means evening and Pratara means in the morning. Now the mystery of one and many. How one became many. Many people ask this question. Kaise ho gaya? Why Lord has created this? So in 30 to 39, 10 verses, it is said, Etad rupam bhagvato hi rupasya chidatmana maya gunai virichatam mahat adi viratmani. So this is the roop of the gross body, the virat roop of Lord. How this was created? Again the word has come, Mahat Adi. Do you remember that? What is Mahat? Here.
The Ishwar plus the Maya, right?
Hmm.
First was the Mahat.
Mahat.
Yeah, Mahat. Mahat. Then what came after that? Ahankar. After that?
Tanmatra.
What is Tanmatra?
Subtle
element. How many subtle elements are there? Good. And from there came five gross elements. That's it. Mahat Adi. You see, only the word Mahat is written there. That we have to explain the how it has come, the whole creation has come. So with this, the gross body of the whole universe, 14 lokas, 7 upper lokas and 7 lower lokas were made with this Mahat Tattva, Mahankar and this and this. And in this, the Paramatma entered and there was a subtle body. In the subtle body, you will get the reflection. You see, we also have got three bodies. One is the gross body, another is the subtle body, and third is the causal body. In the subtle body, there are 17 items.
79?
Items. Five organs of perception, five organs of action, five pranas, and mind? Internal. 79 grams. In mind, is the place where you get the reflection. At no other place there will be reflection. Like the reflection of sun you can see in the water but not on the earth. Water has got the property to reflect, but earth, it doesn't have the property of reflection. So in us, the reflection happens in the subtle body. In the subtle body, it happens in mind.
Not in the intellect.
Mind and intellect.
Antakarana.
It is one. When the thoughts are in the state of volition, we call it mind. The moment you decide, we say it is intellect. It is a thought. So the reflection is there. So what goes out is the subtle body which goes out. When the subtle body goes out of the gross body, then we say the person is dead. Because no more reflection. Reflection is not possible in gross body. Reflection is possible only in subtle body. And this subtle body is guided by what? Causal body, is the director. Kahan jana hai? The causal body will say, I have got this vasana. So Lord will say, okay, for exhausting this vasana, you need this type of body. Different type of body travel. Similarly, the Lord has entered in all of us. And what is this? It is said, yatre me sad asad rupe pratisiddhe swasambhida avidyatmani krite iti tad brahma darsanam. This gross body and the subtle body is superimposition on Atman. And this superimposition has happened because of the ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of my own true nature. I don't know my true nature. So I have superimposed on the Atman, the gross body, subtle body and the causal body. And once you remove this superimposition, if you remove this gross body, subtle body and causal body, then what happens? You get Atman. That is what you have studied in your Tattva Bodh. Definition of Atman, what is that? Stool sarir, sushma sarir, karan sarir, vyaktirikta. It's different from the gross body, subtle body and causal body. Pancha kosa tita san, the same thing can be said at pancha kosa. Then avastha tray sachi, we go into three states, jagrit avastha, swapna avastha and susupti avastha. He is sachi, he is the witness. These states come and go, but he is always awake. He is witnessing all these three states. Satchidanand Swarupa. What is its nature? Well, Satchidanand is nature. So if you want to reach that Satchidanand state, Satchidanand, that is our own Atman, so what we have to do? We have to remove gross body, we have to remove subtle body, we have to remove causal body. Then what will remain?
Atman.
Can you remove Atman? No, that you can't do. So because of ignorance, these three bodies are superimposed. So by knowledge, you can remove it. Once you remove it, you get that Atman. So this whole thing, this gross body, subtle body and the causal body is created by Maya. From the Maya came Ishwar, Brahman plus Sattagun Pradhayam, Maya is equal to Ishwar. When the Brahman takes a upadhi of Maya, then all creation starts coming in. So in the Maya itself, there are two things, Vidya Maya and Avidya Maya. Avidya Maya binds you. We are all bound by Avidya Maya. But in the same Maya, there is Vidya also, by which you can come out also. What is that? Sattagun is Vidya Maya. Rajogun and Tamogun, Avidya Maya. Rajogun binds you, Tamogun also binds you, Sattagun also binds you, but Sattagun, if you reach that level, you can cross Sattagun also. So what is the step? Step suggested by Shastra is, if somebody is Tamoguni, he should try to come out of Tamogun by coming into the Rajogun. How he will come out from Tamogun to Rajogun? By giving him some reward. Oh, okay, you do this thing, you remove these 100 chairs, you will take 1 hour time, I will give you $25. A man who is sitting, he will be ready to do this thing. He will get $25. Now he is addicted more and more. He is getting money and doing the job. This is what we have done whole life. When we are serving in the company, why we are going there? At the end of the month, check will be like that. That is why we are going, continuously continue. But after experience of 30 years of service, we come to know that the checks which we have collected and put into the bank, no doubt money is required. This has not given me happiness which I wanted, the type of happiness I seek. We all are seeking happiness, no doubt about that. But we are seeking at wrong place. So when he comes to know this thing, I have saved so much of money, but still I am not happy. Then somebody tells him that you were doing sakam karma. Now you have to do niskam karma. Even the Bhagavad is going to tell you about the niskam karma. When you do the niskam karma, then only your vasana, the causal body, will slowly come down and the knowledge will happen. So tamogun to rajogun sakam, from sakam you come to niskam rajogun. Niskam rajogun, then you go to the sattogun. When the mind is serene and peaceful, then you come to satsang, listen to knowledge, and the knowledge will happen after that. So the maya itself has got both, avidya maya and vidya maya. So by vidya maya we have to come out. So Lord's janam and karma are divine and are mystery. It is said, sava idam viswam amogha leela. This viswa is what? Amogha leela. You have must have heard this word leela. We always say, why he has created this world? But it is leela. What leela? He was one alone. He was getting bored. He wanted to become many. Brahman is one and alone. So he wanted to have leela, this leela. He has this all, we all are Brahman. He has become many. Another theory says that because of each being's karma phal fructifies, we all have got lot of vasana, lot of karma. We are not able to exhaust in one life unless we get the knowledge of the self, and we can exhaust the vasana. But those people who are not able to do it, what happens? They will go from one body to another body, one body to another body. So to exhaust their vasanas and to give them karma phal, fruits of action of their past action, Lord has to create a situation, universe. Lord has to create a body for each being so that they can exhaust their papa punya or their vasana. This is the second theory Mahatma says. Either it is a leela or it is because of our karma vasana to exhaust that the whole thing is created. Srijyatvatiti sajjate asmin bhute suchantar hita atma tantra sarvargikam jigrati sarvuneshu. And after entering into each body, what he is doing with six organs of perception, six means five organs of perception and one mind. Mind is also, in Bhagavad Gita said, it is also indriya, sashta indriya. So with the mind and five sense organs, what he does, well, he perceives the sense objects, enjoys them also, but he is not affected. That is the beauty of it. Sitting in each one of us, he is perceiving five types of sense objects through five sense organs of perception and mind. He enjoys, but he is not affected by any one of them. But we are not able to recognize him. Like an ignorant person is not able to recognize an actor, who is the real person behind that actor, what happens? if somebody is doing Kathakali, they paint their face, big eyes, so big mukut and all that, this and this. You will not be able to recognize who is the person. Similarly, that Brahman has become all this. We are not able to recognize who is behind this. Who is this actor? He has taken different form. We are not able to see the one in all. What we are seeing? We are the see Naam Roop only. We are the seeing the only the outer God, not the core of it. Sitting inside, he is illumining everything. But a bhakta who surrenders and do the bhakti and puja, loves God, then he will be able to realize the truth. He is able to see the truth. The same concept has been stated in Bhagavad Gita also. Devi aisa gunmai mam maya durtaya. Lord says, ki this maya is my devi aisi maya. It's my power is so powerful that nobody can transcend it. We are all caught in the Maya. We are Maya Dhas. Mam ye prapadyante Maya metam tarantite. But who surrenders to me? I remove Maya from their life. But you have to surrender. Similarly, the bhakta, what he does? He surrenders to the Lord and the Lord removes his maya. Then Sudhi says to all the rishis, who were sitting there, all the rishis? Saunakadi. Saunakadi rishis were all sitting. And what was the occasion? What were they doing? They were doing yagya. What yagya? A yagya which is 1,000 years. They have taken a yagya which will run for 1,000 years. So, in between one process to another, in one step to another, there is a time, and in that time, Saunakadi Rishi, the Rigvedi Rishi, those who do the Karma Kanda, they ask Sutji. Who is Sutji?
He was the son of the Brahman.
Sutji is the combination of two. Then who is the father of Sutji?
No. Sutji came into India since
life's thing. Yes, Sutji was son of Romaharsan.
No, that is Sukhdev.
That is Sukhdev. Sutji is son of Romaharsan. Romaharsan is the sishya of Ved Vyas. So Ved Vyas ji gave that taught Bhagavat to Romaharsan, and Romaharsan got it from Sutji got it from his father Romaharsan. So Sutji is explaining the Bhagavat Katha. So Sutji is saying to all the rishis that you are all the devotees, you are the lucky, fortunate ones, those who are ready to listen to the Leela of Bhagavata, and you will become fearless if you attain the truth. You become fearless. How you become fearless?
See one in everything.
You see, one in everything is good. That you are that one. I am that one. And how many Brahman are there? Only one. When the fear will come, when there are two. When you become one, there is no fear. So one who is realized, he is always fearless. And once you become realized, you are out of birth and death cycle, gone. No more birth and death. Birth and death is of only gross body, subtle body, and the causal body. Once you transcend all this maya, then there is no birth and death. Why no birth and death?
Because there is no vasana.
You have become Brahman, and Brahman ka koi janma nahi hai, uska mrityu nahi hai. So once you become Brahman, it's all scientific. 2 plus 2, 4. Once you become Brahman, then there is no birth and death. Now about the origin of Bhagavad, it is now said.
Idam Bhagavatam. Idam Bhagavatam Nama. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi.
This Bhagavata Uttam Shloka Charitam, there are very good slokas in this. Who produced it? Bhagavan Rishi. Bhagavan Rishi means Ved Vyasi. He has written this thing. Idam Bhagavatam Namam Puranam Brahma Samhitam. Brahma Samhitam means it is equal to Vedas. All Vedas essence are in this. That is what I am explaining you, one after another, how the Vedas, the things are there. For the supreme good of the world, he taught this gospel to his son. Who? Ved Vyasi. Taught to whom? His son. Who was his son? Sukhdevji Maharaj. He taught it first to Sukhdevji. Then in verse number 42, it is said,
Sarva Veda Itihasanam Saram Saram Samudritam Satu Samshravayamasa Maharajam Parikshitam.
Sarva Veda Itihasanam, all Veda, Sarva Veda Itihasanam Saram Saram, the essence of all this is here. Samudritam, Ved Vyasji has produced all this thing in Bhagavatam. Santu Sansravayamasa Maharajam Parichitam. And Sukhdevji imparted this knowledge to Parichit. The whole Bhagavat, which was said by Sukhdevji to Parichit, is this. Who is Sukhdevji? Son of God. Why his name is Sukhdev? When Shankarji was telling about this Bhagavad Katha to Parvati ji, at that time there was nobody, and the Shivji ji made it very clearly, saw that nobody is listening. It was only one to one. To Shankar to Parvati ji, there was a dead egg of parrot that was listening. And that became alive and started saying, Om, Om, Om. Shivji ji listened. What is this? Who has listened? Then with his trident, he threw on the egg, and the Sukh, the parrot, flew and entered into the womb of Mrs. Ved Vyasi. Not Ved Vyasi. And stayed there for how many years?
12 years.
He will not come out. And the beauty of Sukh is like this. Whatever you teach a parrot, he will repeat only this much. He will not add a single word or
subtract.
That is Sukh. That is why it is Sukhdevji. So he taught everything to Sukhdevji. Then Parichit was lying on the bank of river Ganges with a vow to fast unto death. And he was surrounded by all Rishi and Munij at that time when Sukhdevji was imparting that knowledge to Parichit. Aham chahathya gamam tatra nivasrasa anugrahat. But I was also present. Who is saying this? I was also present. Sut ji is saying that I was also present at that time when Sukhdev ji was imparting this knowledge to Parichit. Sut ji has learned from his father Romarsan. Who is Romarsan? He is the sister disciple of Ved Vyasji. Second time Suj ji has listened this Bhagavad Katha from Sukhdev ji. So, hum vas sravasyami yatha dhitam yatha mati. I am going to tell you the same thing. Suj ji now saying that I am going to tell you how yatha adhitam yatha mati. Whatever I understood as per my intellect. He is not saying that I will give you verbatim everything. Whatever I have understood, I am going to tell you this much. So first three chapters of first Skanda we have covered. And here the dialogue was between Suji and Saunakji. Suji and Saunakji. Next three chapters is the dialogue between Narad ji and Vyas ji. And the last 13 chapters of the first canto is the dialogue between Sukhdev ji and Parikshit ji. So now we enter into the next set of three chapters, 4, 5 and 6. Vyas ji says, who is Vyas ji? Author of this. Now Vyas ji says, iti vipuranam sastuya muni nam dirga satri nam vriddha kulpati sutam vaha vriccha saunaka vabhriyed. Saunakji congratulated Suji of whatever he said so far for the first three chapters. Saunakji congratulated that whatever you said is very good, we are very happy. And Saunakji was the leader of all that sacrificial act for the yajna. Saunak uvacha suta suta naha bhaga badat no badatam bara katham bhagavatim punyam yadah bhagavan sukah. O Suji, you are very fortunate. Mahabhaga badano badatam bara. You are the best amongst all the speakers. So, katham bhagavatim punyam yadah bhagavan sukha. Please tell us the Bhagavad Katha as stated by Sukha. As stated by Sukhdev. I want to listen that. So there is no variation in that. And they ask many questions. The questions they ask. Who is asking questions? Saunakji. To whom? Suji. The question number one. Narrate to us that sacred text which Sukhdev ji revealed. Number one. Number two. To which is subject matter of Bhagavat pertain? When did it actually happen? What was the time? Where and for what reason did this sacred text come into existence? Fourth, prompted by whom Ved Vyas ji produced this text? Who was the inspiring factor behind this? Who inspired Ved Vyas ji? Sukhdev ji was realized. He realized the truth and he was one with the Brahman. How did he realize? What was the method of realization? He did Nitya Anitya Vivek. Always remember, you have to do Nitya Anitya Vivek if you want to realize Brahma. He did the Nitya Anitya Vivek or Purush Prakriti Vivek. Purush means Brahman. Prakriti means Maya. Nitya means what? Eternal Brahman. Anitya means Maya, matter. If you do this Vivek, you will come to know. Only you have to distinguish between these two, that's all. One is the changing and perishable, other is eternal. And both are available. We are engrossed in Maya. Is it not so? We are engrossed in the matter. We have to realize that tattva. Then he says, Sukhdev ji was going ahead after his birth. What happened? He started running toward the forest, Sukhdev ji, stark naked. Somewhere in the pond, some apsaras, they were taking bath and doing the water sport. Sukhdev ji passed, nothing happened to them. And the Ved Vyas ji was following his son. Oh son, oh son. And Sukhdev ji was going to the forest for sannyas. He was no more interested in ma, baap and all that. So those apsara, when they saw Ved Vyas ji, they put on their robes. Then Ved Vyas ji asked, my young son, stark naked, went through this road and you didn't do anything. You were not at all, felt a little bit of shame also. But when I came, I am the old, his father. Why you have put on all the robes? They said, he has become one. He is Brahman. He didn't see us with the body. He was one with us. So we didn't feel anything. But you have got still that difference between man and woman, you have got. So we have to put on the robes. And we have seen earlier also when Ved Vyas ji was going behind his son, oh son, oh son, he didn't reply, but the trees replied. Because he was one with everything, the whole cosmos. Then the next question, how Sukhdev was recognized in Hastinapur while he was moving at Unmad or Moodvat? Hastinapur?
What
Delhi.
Yes.
How was he recognized?
Question, what is the question?
How Sukhdev was recognized in Hastinapur? How he was recognized in Hastinapur? Because he was moving like a Unmad. Unmad means as a madman. Or Pisachvat, or Moodvat, or Balavat. In the scriptures we find that the realized person you will find like that, Balavat. Balavat means? Just like child, ignorant. They will not remember what happened yesterday. They will not think about future also. Batao. When the children play outside our house and when they fight, what happens to the mothers? They remember, but the children, after 1 hour, forgot what has happened. Similarly, Mahatma, those who are realized, they forget whatever has happened. They will become angry and within the next moment, they will say, no, it's okay, chalo. Balavat. Pisachvat. Pisachvat, they want to live alone. Nobody should disturb. Pisach always lives alone. Pisach is fearless. Similarly, the Mahatma is also fearless. Why fearless? He has become one with the Brahman. Fearless.
What is Pisach?
Pisach, ghost.
Bhuta Pisach,
ghost. Moodvat, they will act like a fool. Unmad, crazy, wearing nothing, talking to the Lord over phone, on hotline. People will think, what is this?
Pagal
hai.
Abhaji, if we have all these qualities, how will we survive in the regular world?
First you get these qualities.
No, they say the realized people are like this, like Balavat. Our Guruji is like Balavat.
Guruji is Balavat.
Have you seen?
No, but
no, Guru, it's not necessary.
He is not behaving like a Pisachvat or Moodvat, but Guruji is Balavat. You can understand that.
Balavat.
And Pisachvat, you can say Tapavanji Maharaj. He used to live alone.
Alone.
In the Himalayas. And he used to roam about also alone. That does not mean that he will become Moodvat and not like that. These are five types.
These qualities you will find.
One of them they take and continue.
What was the occasion for the conversation between Pandav Raja Parikshit and Sukhdev ji? What was the occasion when this sambad, this dialogue happened? Parikshit and Sukhdev, forest. Question number 7. We would like to hear about the unusual circumstances at the time of birth of Parikshit and his great achievement in life. Number 8. Why did great mighty King Parikshit took a vow of fasting unto death on the banks of Ganga? Question number 9. Why did young mighty King Parikshit abandon all good things of life, which is so dear to a man? He was king, but he left everything and went to the banks of Ganges. Why did Parikshit think of abandoning his body, which was his support and shelter for all the world? O Suji, we consider you the most knowledgeable. You can only give answer to all these questions. Please answer. Then Suji starts answering all the questions. First he says, at the end of the Dwapar Yug, Ved Vyasji incarnated. Which one is Dwapar Yug? What is this yug?
Kali
Yug. And what is the time of Kali Yug?
4,32,000
year is Kali Yuga. How much is Dwapar? You have to just remember two times of that. How much is Treta?
Three
times of that. How much is Satyug?
Four
times of that. So one Chaturyug is equal to 10 times of Kali Yuga. And how much is Kali Yuga? Multiplied by 10 is equal to 1 Chaturyugi. So in this Kali Yuga, how much we have crossed? 5,300 and some.
So 427,000
years.
4,27,000.
Yes. If you are not realized, then you have to take birth after birth, and in the end, your
realize.
Then there will be pralaya.
So even if we have not realized, we will go into pralaya.
You will go into pralaya.
You will come back.
And again you will come back.
You will come back.
That is the srishti.
Come back.
It's coming.
We are coming to that point. Naraji is going to tell all about it.
There's no chance we will do that anyway. So
Ved Vyasji was born as a son of Parasar and Satyavati. Parasar Muni and Satyavati. Maharshi Ved Vyas was sitting on the bank of the river Saraswati. Do you know where it is?
Mm-hmm.
In Badrinath. Badrinath. There you will find the Saraswati river, then it goes underground and comes out in Prayag.
Prayag. Andar se niche se.
Saraswati ka upsa hai wahan pe jahan se Saraswati nikalte.
So he has taken his bath, and one morning he was sitting on the bank of the river. He is Trikaldarshi, he is incarnation of Vishnu. He knows the past, present and future also. He could foresee the loss of Shraddha, determination, intelligence, longevity and good luck of the people. Mandabhagya, he knew all these things. In each yug, dharma changes. Dharma changes means absolute dharma is to know your absolute nature, which never changes. The substratum, the Brahman, never changes. But dharma of a thing, like dharma of sugar is sweetness. The sweetness can go up and down. Dharma of a log is fire, heat and light. It may decrease or increase little bit, but it will never come down to zero level. If there is no sweetness in the sugar, we will not call it sugar. If there is no heat and light in the fire, which is in the log, we will not say the fire is there, the dharma is gone. It can never come down to zero level. How do we understand? In earlier times, it is said the trees used to give fruits for 500 years. Aisa hota hai. Even in your America, they show na, this tree is 200 year old or 300 year old. There are trees here also. But how much fruit do you get nowadays? 10 years, 15 years. So dharma has reduced. But it will not come to zero level. So it goes up and down. So in order to save this dharma, what Vedvyasi did, he compiled Veda. How many Vedas are there?
Four. Ankiti, you said there's only one Veda.
Yeah. Veda is one. Knowledge of self is one. Brahman is one. But it is written in four volumes. So he wrote four Vedas. And what are those? Rig, Yajur, Sam and Atharva Veda. He also compiled Itihas and Puran. Puranas, those are considered as fifth Veda. Who wrote Itihas and Puran? Vedvyasi. Vedvyasi compiled all four Vedas and all Puran also. 18 Puran, including this Bhagavat Mahapuran. After compiling Ved and Puran, he arranged for the propagation of that also. Propagation means, I have written the Guru Sishya Parampara should continue after that. So what he did, Rig Veda was mastered by Rishi Paila. The name of Rishi who was taught this Rig Veda was Paila. Then after that he subdivided into different sections. So Guru Sishya Parampara continues after that in Rig Veda. Musical Sam Veda was mastered by Jaimini. Yajur Veda was given to Rishi Vaisampayan. And Athar Veda was given to Sage Sumantu. And Puran, Vedvyasi gave Puran to, Dekho, Manda, Romharsan.
Romharsan ka beta, Sutji
se. Romharsan, Vedvyasi taught this Puran and Itihas to Romharsan. And Romharsan gave it to Sutji. So according to this Guru Sishya Parampara, he did all this thing. After doing this thing, he found out that there are some section of the society which will not be benefited with these things. And don't be surprised if I say the Stri and Sudra will not be benefited by this.
Stri and Sudra.
Don't feel bad. I will tell you why. The meaning is like this, that in that olden period of time, olden time, these Vedic mantras, they have got udat and anudat. And unless you go through this Guru Sishya Parampara, you cannot do it yourself. And for going to the Guru Sishya Parampara, it at that time was very, very difficult for the females to go there. And why not Sudra? Sudra, yes, who is Sudra? Tamasic person. Always you have to remember that the Sudra is Tamasic. Tamasic means he is lazy. Nidra, Pramad, Alasya. Alasya, lazy, Pramad, heedless, careless. And Nidra, he loves to sleep. How will he learn? Can he learn? No. So for them, what Vedvyasi did, well, he wrote Mahabharata. They don't have to do the Udat, Anudat, Vedic chanting, everything, that's not required. He wrote Mahabharata. So those who are not fit for this Vedas, So how can they get liberated? They can get liberated by study of Mahabharata. But still Ved Vyasiva na tusya, he was not satisfied. Why he was not satisfied? Naraji will tell why he was not satisfied. And he was sitting on the bank of the Saraswati river and he was thinking, I have compiled all the Vedas, I have written the Itihas Puran also, I have written the Mahabharata also, but I am still not feeling fulfilled. Why? I am still unhappy. I have written about dharma, artha, kaam, moksha, everything I have written. But he was just thinking, I have not written anything about the avatars. Laws of the divine life I have not written. At that time, Naradji came there. Narayan, Narayan, Naradji arrived. This shows Guru comes to Shishya. The remarkable thing here is the Guru comes to the Shishya. Naradji came to Ved Vyasa. Not that Ved Vyasa has to run around and find out the Guru. He was at that time depressed, was not feeling not fulfilled, and he was thinking, what is to be done? What more should I do? Naradji came there. And when Naradji came, Pujayamasa Vidvadam Naram Sur Pujitam, he worshipped Naradji first. So when the Guru comes, so you have to do worship first. This can be Panchopachar Puja, Sorasopachar, Ashtodas Upachar, there are 18 step puja also there. So that depends on the Desakal, according to the place and time. And Atithi also, depending on the Atithi, you have to do the puja. Then from verse number 1 to 11, chapter number 5, chapter 4 is over. Naradji was singing the Lord's name in his Veena and asked Vyasji, when he entered, he asked Vyasji, Parituschati Sariram Atma Manasameva? How are you? Body and mind. Vishana, how are you? And everybody says, good. But specifically Naradji is asking, Vyasji, tell me, physically and mentally, how are you? You have mastered four Vedas, written in detail, four Pursad, but still you are looking frustrated, not happy. You are a realized person. Why it is so? Vyasji says, you are right. I am not satisfied. You are the son of Brahmaji, you know both Sagun and Nirgun. You are realized. You diagnose my disease, why I am not happy. He is accepting you as a guru. And Naradji is saying that you also know everything. You have written Veda.
So even though he was avatar of Vishnu, mm-hmm. Vedyasthi, mm-hmm. still because he's in the human form, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why still he has not been able to recognize his own, right?
Is that he was realized, he was trying to write something for the mass.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, this Mahapuran Bhagavata was not written. He has written four Vedas, 17 Puranas. This is the 18th Mahapurana. He has written 17 Puranas. He has written Mahabharata, but not this. And he was trying to cover the all people of the world so that everybody should get realized. The matter, so the material should be there for everybody. So Naradji said, Naradji said, you have not described the glory of the Supreme Lord. Glory of the Supreme Lord? Avatar Katha you have not done. You have to tell about the avatar. All philosophies which fail to please the Lord, they are imperfect. And he gives a very beautiful example. If you have written a very beautiful poetry and it is not describing the fame of the Lord, then Suji said that poetry is like Tad Vayasam Tirtha Musanti. Bole, these are the Tirtha for crows, not for the Paramhansa. Where the Paramhansa will go? They will not see the beauty of the literature. They are not interested in the literature. They are interested in Tattva. They are interested in Bhagavat Leela, Bhagavan avatars. So, well, you have not written about the Leelas of the Lord. So that is why you are feeling frustrated. Well, if you have not written this thing, then what you have written is only about the sansar. If you have not written about the Leelas of avatar, then you have written only about the sansari things. If you have not written about the world, about the Purusha, is Leela, then you are writing about the matter. There are only two things. If you are not writing the Leela of Bhagavan, Brahman, Om, then what you are doing? You are doing something, you are writing is related to sansar. Or if it is not related to sansar, then it is related to your ego or your ahankar, you have done it. It is not complete. And if you have praised the sansar, then you have raised the rag and dvesh. And if you have done it for your satisfaction, you have raised your own ego. So you have not done this part of the thing. And according to Naraji, there is no other way other than listening to the Bhagavad Leela to purify your mind. You can purify your mind only by listening to Bhagavan Katha. How? Simple science, batao, you can make it 2 plus 2 4. Now you can think. So long you are listening to Bhagavad Katha, your mind is here. Mind is not in sansar. So to that extent your mind is purified. So if you do it every day, morning and evening, impact will be more. If you are always thinking about Leelas of Bhagwan, 24 hours, possible. This is all possible. Lord has suggested in Bhagavad Gita, how is that possible? Supremacy of Bhakti is stated from verse number 12 to 22. You see, all knowledge should result into devotion. There are two ways. Either you go by Jnana Marg, then the Bhakti will come. Once you come to know the Supreme, then there will be devotion toward the Supreme. Very simple. Even if the President of America comes here, if you know him, he is the President, will you not get up and receive him? Once you come to know about that Supreme Lord, will you not start revering him, praising him, worshipping him? So the after Gyan, Bhakti should come. Or if you are following the Bhakti Marg, then the Gyan should come. Doing the worship of the Lord, your mind is purified. In Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said, Dadami Buddhi Yogam, to my devotees, what I do? Dadami Buddhi Yogam, I arrange for knowledge of self for them. How he arranges? Well, I will send a guru in his life. I will arrange for the satsang. That is how Lord arranges for devotees. Example.
Aap log yahan pe hamare liye.
Yeah. You see, Thakur Ramakrishna, he was a devotee, bhakta, but no idea about the nirguna. Totapuri came all the way from the north to East India. Who sent? Lord. Guru comes into your life. And what happens after that? Then Thakur Ramakrishna said, No. I don't want nirguna. I am happy with Sagun. I talk to mother every day. You sit here. He used to call him Nanta because he was a naked Sagun. And went to Mother Kali. Nanta has come. He wants to teach me Vedanta. Should I study? Should I take that Vedanta from him? Mother said, yes. Go and study. Learn from him. Learn. And he realized in Nirguna Nirakara also. So this way it comes. So the bhakti, from bhakti you have to go to the jnana. Or if you are starting from the jnana, you have to go to the bhakti. This has not happened in the life of Vedvyasji. He has written all the Vedas. Jnana has complete. But he was not bhakti. Bhakti part was missing. And for that, he has written this. We will continue.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hare